take us through some of the dangers of investing in cryptocurrency for the first time in 2022.
People will see ads on TV at the moment for cryptocurrency, especially with the Matt Damon one for crypto.com at the moment. Crypto.com are also sponsoring some AFL and clubs as well. It might seem like a great thing to do by investing in them, because that's supposedly that you get better returns than in the bank. But there can be a downside. Crypto.com confirmed that 483 users were hit in an attack that saw over $31 million in coins withdrawn. The company said on Monday that the 483 users were impacted by unauthorized cryptocurrency withdrawals on their account. That's not good, Lee.
No, it's not. So if that's the case, customers, were they fully reimbursed?
Yes, they say they were all fully reimbursed. They said in the majority of cases we prevented the unauthorized withdrawal, and in all other cases customers were fully reimbursed. That's good. It turns out it's about $31 million that got basically stolen from this company as well. So, you know, if you're going to do this, you've got to make sure that you know all, you've locked your accounts down, but you've also got to rely on that company as well. Cryptocurrency is in its early stages. Just beware if you're going to go along and start investing it, because some you might wake up one day, Lee, and your money's not there.
That's right. It's nice to see the customers were looked after there. You don't like to see people out of pocket, do you? So much of that is going on, isn't it? Tell us a little bit about VPN myths. Now, for those that aren't aware, that's virtual private network, isn't it, VPN?
Exactly right. So it's like a big tunnel. So if we had a virtual a VPN between you and me, Lee, nobody else supposedly can see what's going on the outside. And it's sold as a great security feature. People have seen the ads on TV. If they've been in to buy a computer, they will be trying to be sold an antivirus with a VPN built in. If you've got a smartphone and you've got a VPN on there, for the love of God, turn it off, because it's just doing more harm than good on there. So some of the myths around it: VPNs are a bulletproof way to protect your privacy. No matter what the VPN provider tells you on their homepage, no VPN can guarantee you complete online and that being anonymous online. One of the other myths: VPNs don't collect data. So most VPNs will have some kind of promise to never keep logs plastered over their website. Logs, in this case, means a record of you connected to the VPN and from there onward to whatever site you wish. So it's important that VPNs do keep logs, as they're the only thing connecting you to what you were doing on the internet. So that's another myth. VPNs will protect you against hackers. People still believe this. Using a VPN will not protect you from hackers, no matter what some untrustworthy VPNs. And there are a lot of them around, or advertorial claims. Whether or not your credit card information, physical address and other information gets stolen is not down to whether or not you use a VPN. That's up to you. So, you know, I'm not a big fan of VPNs at all. Remember, you're the security expert out there, not a piece of software.
Okay, that's nice to know. Very, very important information there. And just wrapping up for this week, you've got some information regarding a Sydney family who were conned out of $1 million after falling victim to an email scam.
A terrible story. A Sydney family is pleading with all Australians to be aware of the scams. They came close to losing their life savings at Dream House in what they described as a sophisticated dupe. So this couple handed over $1.1 million to who they believed was their solicitor in order to finalise the sale of the house. They transferred the money on the internet via an email sent to them. Now, here is the issue. Hackers had access to either the couple's email account or the solicitor's email account.
Mm-hmm.
They then changed the BSB and account number and sent a doctored email to the couple. This is happening a lot. So if you're in business, what I always say to people is, for large amounts, always confirm by phone the BSB and account number. Because if you get an invoice thing through that says, this is the BSB and account number, and you go, I always used to pay Fred, but Fred, it seems like he's changed all his numbers. Ring up. Make sure you do that. And for any large amounts, confirm it by phone before you proceed.
Gee, Richard, this first chat that we've had with you is brought to you by the prevention of crooks, isn't it? Because there's so much of that going on out there at the moment. But it's a great way. Prevention is downside better than cure. And thanks for bringing the cryptocurrency, the VPN myths, and also that story, that terrible story with that Sydney family being conned $1 million, falling victim to email scam, to our attention this morning. You can find out a little bit more. You can go to my adelaidetechguy.com.au plus talktech.com.au. One done for the year. Richard, you have a great day, and we'll talk some more again next Monday morning, a little after 7 o'clock for you.